Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes is calling a Tuesday night attack on a Madison apartment building that killed a teenage girl cowardly. Barnes showed surveillance footage of a group of people shooting randomly at the building.
There are four people out. That makes five. You can see them going toward the apartment complex and firing, and then the car is moving, as you can see, and then they get back into the vehicle, and then they drive off.
15-year-old girl was shot and killed, three more teens injured in the attack. Police found 50 shell casings in the parking lot after the shooting. Two of the houses hit had people inside. Heated comments at Tuesday night's school board meeting in Manitowoc. Some people were unhappy with District Superintendent Jim Files' decision to end a federal pandemic-era meals program.
I find the fact that you are holding children's basic needs hostage against taxpayer money an embarrassment to our district. Taxpayers aren't getting a break by you opting out of CEP.
Others defended Files.
I wish the federal government would actually run like the superintendent currently is running things. He's asking for the money that he needs. He's not asking for more.
The community eligibility provision allows high poverty schools and districts to serve breakfast and lunch at no cost to all students without collecting household applications. The driver of a semi-truck hauling manure was killed in a rollover crash. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Office says crews found the tractor-trailer on its side and engulfed in flames Tuesday night off Highway 25 near the town of Nelson. As fire crews extinguished the flames, they located the unidentified 63-year-old driver dead inside the truck. The sheriff's office determined the semi crossed the highway's median, went into a ditch, and hit an embankment before rolling over. About 5,000 gallons of manure were spilled in the area because of the crash. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I'm William Shatner. I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom, and when they come home.
I had just come home from serving over in Germany. Next thing I know, it was 3 weeks later. I was paralyzed.
While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open, and I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed for the rest of my life.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America, because they've kept their promise to never leave a fallen soldier behind. A roof over their heads, accessible homes, cars, jobs, benefits.
PVA has brought me back to life.